Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
If we really go to Muyuan, you might be wondering what to eat there, right? But you don't have to worry if you go to the space station, because lots of delicious food are available there. The astronauts' food is savory, comprising more than 120 different types, including a lot of traditional Chinese dishes. And according to Huang Weifeng, the chief designer of the astronaut system of China's manned space program, I quote here, "The diet barely repeats, taking 1 week as a cycle. The food is prepared for their tastes as they were surveyed for their preferences before the mission began." And according to this lady, the space station kitchen is equipped with food heating equipment so that they can enjoy the warm food as well. And the first requirement for food supplied for spacecraft is actually that it should be nutritious and balanced. So food like potato chips is unsuitable. The second requirement is that the space food can be eaten in one bite, preferably in small cubes without too much waste to be tidied. So, for example, eating a chicken in spacecraft is not appropriate. In addition, there is a stringent requirement that space food could stimulate appetites, as the astronauts will lose their tastes when they are in a high-pressure environment. And here I'd like to share with you some little history. Since the Shenzhou 4 was launched in 2002, the menu for the astronauts has been fully developed. The astronauts now are with a cup of fresh green tea after a meal, so every day they can enjoy that. And during the 21-hour Shenzhou 4 flight, astronaut Yang Li Wei ate three meals, including braised pork in soy sauce, fish meatballs, and braised chicken. And Yang Li Wei told his family proudly that the meals on the spacecraft are quite delicious. And also in 2004, the astronauts on Shenzhou 6 not only ate a hot meal and also ice cream, but the variety of food also reaches 40. And at the same time, China National Space Administration still feels the menus are not enough. And finally, the whole food category doubled, reaching nearly 80 categories. Can you imagine that? And the recipe is also more personalized. Wow, I really want to fly over and enjoy a meal with those astronauts or taikonauts.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.